The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our evening encouragement talk will be offered by the leader of Boundless Way Skyflower, Alan Richardson Sensei.
I want to read you something from Dogen. From his piece, Being Time, Uji, Being Time. The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way seeking mind arises in this moment. A way seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus, the self setting itself out in a ray sees itself. This is the understanding that the self is time. Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth, and yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. Each grass and each form is itself the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you are at this place, there is just one grass. There is just one form. There's just one grass. There's just one form. There's understanding of form and beyond understanding of form. There's understanding of grass and beyond understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being are both time. So to me, this is one of the many places where Dogen picks up on something from Hongzhi and runs with it and riffs on it. I believe that Dogen is thinking in part of our koan from this sesshin with its central blade of grass, and also of Hongzhi's poem. And this is a slightly different translation than the one Melissa read to us this morning. Just the beginning of it. Here's Hongzhi. On the 100 grass tips, boundless spring. Taking what's at hand, use it freely. On the 100 grass tips, boundless spring. Why do I think that Dogen is thinking of Hongzhi? Well, not just the verbal echoes, but the fact that, as Melissa mentioned, Dogen had a relation through his teacher to Hongzhi. Dogen's Chinese teacher, Ru Jing, was the Dharma heir of the Dharma heir of the Dharma brother of Hongzhi. And Hongzhi is sometimes called Tiantong, because he was the abbot of Tiantong Monastery, and that is where Ru Jing taught 75 years later. Same monastery, Tiantong, where Dogen studied with him. And so 75 years, so 1950 for us, imagine the way that Hongzhi's presence must still have been felt, must still have been resonating in those halls. And Hongzhi may have been thinking of koan that means a lot to me about Layman Pang and his family, that ends with Layman Pang's daughter Ling Zhao having the last word, where she says that the way is like the teachings of the ancestors shining in the 100 grass tips. So there's our grasses again, and our one grass. So when Indra or Shakya Devendra holds up one blade of grass, he's holding the entire world, all the world in that one piece of grass. And he's also holding up all the teachings, the Dharma. The 100 grass tips stand for the myriad Dharmas, or the 10,000 things. But as Dogen tells us, each grass itself is all of it. We don't really need a myriad, 10,000 of them, just one. will do, just this one here. In this case, the one that Indra presents and plants in the ground. The whole world and all of the teaching shining in each Dharma, the Dharma capital D in each Dharma little d in each thing, in each grass. And I love the way that Dogen gets from the 100 grass tips, in the 100 grass tips, boundless spring to grass, phrases like grass being and beyond understanding of grass, which only Dogen would come up with. But that's his great creativity. And that's something else that comes up for me in this moment in the koan of planting the grass and establishing the temple. And again, thinking back to Melissa's wonderful talk this morning, I really appreciated the way she talked about the Sambhogakaya, the Buddha's enjoyment body, which opens up to the role in our lives and in our practice of dreams, of legends, of myths, like these myths about Indra, like this dreamlike koan that we're studying together. The term imagination isn't used much in Buddhism and Zen, and yet Mahayana Buddhist literature is highly imaginative, and we respond to that. And this moment of the single blade of grass being the beginning of the temple, I love how imaginative that is, and it reminds me, for one thing, of the way that small children play with just anything they find. And for, I think for a 3-year-old could instantly understand how the blade of grass could be the temple. No problem. I remember watching two young children playing for several hours on a beach on Lummi Island in the Puget Sound with a piece of driftwood that they found and named Loggy. And they built an entire world around Loggy, this stick of wood, using shells and seaweed and other things, until there was just kind of a whole universe there. But it started with this one stick of driftwood, and this temple starts with one blade of grass. I couldn't help thinking, as Melissa was speaking this morning, and maybe some of you did too, that what, 18 years ago or so, David and Melissa were on Pleasant Street and saw this big old residential building for sale and said, "Ah, here's an excellent spot for a Boundless Way temple." And so it happened, and so it came to be. And yet it had to start with this imagining that this could be the place. That English poet William Blake says in his Proverbs of Hell, he says, "What now is proved was once only imagined." And this is true of virtually anything that we want to build or construct. We start with a moment of imagination. We start with a moment like the one in the koan, when the Buddha looks at this spot on the ground and says, "Here would be an excellent place for a temple." When David and Melissa looked at this large building and said, this could be our Zen temple, anything we build." And so I think this koan encourages us in two ways that I want to bring out tonight, among many others that my fellow teachers will explore following Melissa's lead. And the two ways I want to leave you with our first, that each thing we encounter, even a blade of grass, is the entire world, and also is the entire teachings, all the teachings of the ancestors shining in one of those 100 grass tips, all of the universe shining in that blade of grass that Indra holds up and then plants in the ground. And the second thing is that maybe once upon a time we naively thought that Buddhism was a spiritual discipline opposed to imaginative activities, but far from that. We can bring our imagination into our practice. We can follow many of our Zen ancestors who were great imaginative artists, including Angzhe, who was a wonderful poet, as we now know, and Dogen, who was a great poet and a very imaginative prose writer. And we could go on and on. And these are not ornamental activities around the edges of our practice. These acts of imagination are fundamental to our practice and to our saving all beings, to our fulfilling our bodhisattva vows. So let me end with those two lines again from Hangzhe's poem. On the 100 grass tips, boundless spring, taking what's at hand, use it freely. Thank you.